Blog Talk Radio. inside so strong.
Hey all, this is John Clark in Lexington, Kentucky. I just want to give big ups to the Five Smooth Stones Blog Talk Radio Show. Reason being is that I've enjoyed this show. I've enjoyed it from its inception with Brother Seth and Sister Arlene. They have given greater clarity, I guess I would say, to a lot of the scriptures that we always knew were there, but now they have opened up these scriptures so that now I can see things that I just simply had not seen before. And now when I study the Bible, I look at it from an entirely different perspective. And this is actually not just for the Hebrew Israelites or for the Christians. This is just from a scientific standpoint. Anyone can listen to this show and enjoy it as such. Not to mention the fact that Brother Seth brings a lot of humor to it, which makes it very, very down to earth. So big ups to the Five Smooth Stones. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Shalom. Greeting, everyone. This is your brother, Seth. I want to thank everybody for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me tonight in this great taping, recording, blog, chat, whatever you want to call it. Before I say another word, I want to apologize to those of you that's been looking for us for the last 2 weeks and we've been out of pocket. Please, please understand we have a very good reason. We've been very upset with Blog Talk service and just kind of start looking for other ways, be it Pal Talk, free conference, and just different things to do that'll be a little better fit. So what we did is we went and actually got another phone line. So we're just mainly using Blog Talk for the chatting aspect of it, or the you know how you chat, the chat rooms. We just mainly use it for the chat rooms, but we do have an entirely different setup for the phone line. So if you call Blog Talk and you are not on our console, if you're calling on Blog Talk line, you can stay there or you can try the new line. The new line, just so you want to write this number down somewhere and just have it with you, because we get a lot of drop calls with Blog Talk, plus at a certain time it cut off. This phone number never cut off. This phone number doesn't have any limits. So let me go ahead and give you this new host line. The phone number is 712-432-0900. Again, 712-432-0900. And after that, it's going to ask you for a participant code. Very important. You write this down. You want to type in this word, or this number rather, 326-917. That's 326-917. Very important you write those numbers down and call on that line. And that way we can talk longer. It don't cut off or anything like that. So that would help us out, okay? All right, and that way we can kind of wean ourselves from using Blog Talk's line. All right, so hopefully everybody's doing great tonight. Again, this is Brother Seth. We've been on a break for 2 weeks now. Just a well-deserved break, you know. And then not to mention, just to be very honest with you, I was kind of low in spirit, too, about some things. And so I figured it was a good time to just go ahead and set up this new phone line. And there's some other things new as well. You know, we're going to be doing some different shows and different things. We'll talk about that a little later on. But for tonight, we're doing what we normally do on Tuesday nights. Nothing is going to change. We always, if the Most High is willing, always going to deal with racial matters and solutions on Tuesday nights. If the Most High is willing, on Thursday nights, we'll probably change the time more like 9 to 11 versus 12 to 2. This is one of those changes. And so, but I'll get into that a little bit later on, okay? I just want to say hi to everybody. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening tonight. It's going to be a great show, again, talking about racism. Again, probably the biggest stronghold, for sure in America, but probably the world, that do more damage to socialism, to our social aspect of life, more than any other thing I can think of, okay? Satan has been very successful with this lie, with this deception, with this ideology, with this foolishness of white supremacy / black inferiority. Same disease, same philosophy. You need one to have the other. One can't rule over the other unless you can't have be. You can't allow white supremacy to rule in a nation unless you have millions of people that believe that they are inferior. So this is a double-edged sword we're swinging tonight. We're cutting away at white supremacy. At the same time, we are also cutting away at black or non-white inferiority. This is your brother Seth. This is Five Smooth Stones. Again, thank y'all for stopping by. Those of y'all that are listening on that conference line, you've gotten that conference line number I gave earlier, which is 712-432-0900. And you typed in an access code of 326-917. Just so you know, we are located. If you want to chat, you want to type and see what the people are saying, what your brothers and sisters are saying about this conversation, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/5_smooth_stones. That's blogtalkradio.com/5_smooth_stones. And you can, again, get in on the chat aspect of that. I see that there's already people on the phone lines on both Blog Talk and on the new phone setup, the new line. That's fine. That's great. It'll be a little challenging for me to keep my eye on both conferencing of both lines, but we're going to try to do it and eventually wean ourselves from this Blog Talk Radio because they haven't treated us very well, and I'm not too happy about that. Okay. So, lots of things we've been doing, lots of changes. So, like I said, we'll talk about that a little later on, get into what those changes are about, why, a little later on, okay? So how do y'all feel tonight? Hopefully everybody's doing well. Hopefully tonight you glorified the Most High with your life, with your thoughts, with your deeds, because if you haven't, you have wasted an entire day. The scripture says it like this: only what we do for the Most High will last. That's it. Everything else is going to burn. All these other deeds mean nothing. We are building nothing but just a golden calf to make that 1% of America wealthy. So tonight, racism. I know it's a very uncomfortable subject. I know a lot of people wish it would just go away. I know a lot of people don't really take kindly to me talking about this. They wish that the people like me would go somewhere and stick our head in the sand and never bring this issue up again. But folks, if you are wearing non-white skin, living in America or living on the planet, you are coming face to face with these lies of white supremacy, with these lies of black inferiority. It's the same disease. It's the same wickedness. One coin, two sides. On one side, the philosophy of white supremacy. The philosophy that you can take an entire continent and erase it from history, teach history, educate people, give them degrees, give them PhDs, call them educated and not teach them a drop about a continent where all of civilization started. Now that, my friend, is arrogance. And that's what has happened. Colleges all across the United States, they have literally ignored, like they're doing today, like so many airlines. I work in the airline industry, and I can tell you for sure, they're flying all around the world, for the most part, ignoring the continent of Africa, most airlines. Something about that continent, a lot of people, a lot of wicked people, want to always see it crawl. All of these silent boycotts of that continent. embargoes against that continent. Don't get me started. There's so many things, so many ways that Wall Street and the bankers of the World Bank International Cartel is just making it very hard for our brothers and sisters, which is their brothers and sisters, making it hard for them in the market. So tonight, racism, white supremacy / black inferiority. I want everybody to do me a favor tonight. I want you to be very ready to call in and give me your take on what you have to say. It's very important. One of the new changes I'm making is I'm trying to get more involvement from the people. Yes, I can talk. I can go for hours and hours and hours, but I'm interested in hearing more from the listeners than I am from myself. That's one of the new changes. Like I said earlier, there'll be some other changes coming, but this is one of the new changes. I want to hear more from you. Also, we are going to start doing this thing a little earlier, like I mentioned earlier. We're going to start doing this from 9 to 11. That's going to be our ladies' shows versus 12 to 2. It's just taxing on really me in the mornings when I get up for work. And probably on you, most of you probably work that first shift. And if you are a working person, even if you have your own business, you probably get up pretty early. So we're going to try to do this, our presentations a little bit earlier on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays and Sundays, okay? So before I go any further, I want y'all to hear something. And then we're going to come back and just start swinging at this demon, swinging at this giant, swinging at this ideology. This ideology of foolishness, this demonic doctrine of white supremacy / black inferiority. So just want everybody to kind of chew on this word and the spirit of this song, this message, and then we'll come back and just get into our lesson, get into our talk, get into our dialogue, okay? Check this out. It's coming.
I can hear the spirit sing.
Before I get into the topic, please go to our front page and click on the website. We have done a lot of updates on that website. There's more to come, more to come. We're not done still, but there's a lot. It has a new facelift for those of you who haven't been in a while, and just check it out. See what you think of it, okay? Also, if I get disconnected for whatever reason, please let me know in the chat room. That's one of the frustrations we have with this Blog Talk. And so, again, I'm actually using a Blog Talk line, but I'm also monitoring the new line we got. So y'all just know that changes are coming, okay? Changes are coming. Wanted to just kind of ask you a question with regards to racism or racial matters, as we call it, racial matters and solution. What do y'all feel we should be telling our kids 2011 about racism? I've had this conversation recently with several people, and a lot of people want to just kind of think that this thing is blown over. Since we don't have the Jim Crow laws, white and black fountains, and since we're not disrespected as much as we were back in the 40s and 30s and all that, they feel like, look, we've achieved too much to even you be going around talking about this. And I had a friend of mine call me from Austin, Texas, and was telling me how that he has been just sharing with these some friends of his about a lot of the things that the Most High have been revealing to him about racial matters and some solutions along those lines and how we can get along better and love one another. And that's the whole reason we bring this up, is to make and to help us become more one. I don't know why people oppose that. But anyway, he has these friends of his to really come out strong against him and say, you are poisoning my children's mind with that. And what this brother was doing, who I know very well, was just simply talking about the accomplishments of so-called African Americans and what they've done to civilization to help contribute to every aspect of civilization. And this brother also talk about in ancient times what we've done to help bring about the world as we know it. I mean, just basic history. Speaking in regards to the accomplishments of the African people. And it was just challenging a lot of the racist teachings within our colleges, and this brother was just basically attacked by a friend of his and his wife, and they was very firm. Now I know some of y'all don't know all the details. There's always two sides to every story, but this brother, I'm telling you, he's a mild-mannered person. He don't yell, he don't scream, he don't come off as somebody that's full of hatred or anything like that. He's far from it. Far, far from it. I mean, does a much better job than I do. I'll just say that much. But nevertheless, he has some friends to come out at him and say to him, "You are poisoning my children. You're poisoning my children. I'd appreciate it if you not teach them these things." What in the world do y'all think about that? This is the kind of things that we deal with daily. When I say we, I'm talking about brothers and sisters like myself and people that many people have been doing this a whole lot longer than I have, speaking out against racism, speaking out against white supremacy, white philosophy. This notion that you can ignore, 500 million people in the continent of Africa. I think it's 500 million last I checked. You can ignore them, nor their accomplishments, nor their universities, ignore their folklore, the history, the everything that their continent is about. Remember, civilization started right there on the continent of Africa. That you can ignore all of the accomplishments, all of the science that come out of there, all of the math that come out of there, all of the philosophy that come out of there, all of the arts. And as Mr. James says in Stolen Legacy, the book Stolen Legacy, most of Europeans' glory is nothing more than stolen legacy. And he is so true on that. So what do we do, folks? That's my question to you tonight. If some of y'all don't want to hear about racism, or some of your friends don't want to hear about racism, and they feel like we've talked about it enough, we beat it enough, we've just beat this dead horse enough and it's time to move on. What do you do? What do you say? You know what I believe? I believe they are agents of Satan. They may be good people. They may be loving people. But when you start trying to liberate people and you see folks come out at you, those people are agents of the enemy at that particular moment in time. Maybe not in the course of a day, all day, but when you see people blocking the liberation of other people, those people for that moment is operating with an evil heart. Evil ain't always killing and murdering. It can be subtle moves just like that. But, I mean, it really bothered me to hear that my friend was associated with being someone that would poison the mind of kids, especially the so-called black kids. And I say so-called because y'all know on this show we don't even believe in the philosophy of black and white. We don't even believe in the concept of white skin and black skin. We don't recognize race based upon skin color. People should be separated, sure, but on the basis of nations, nationality. That is the only time the Most High made a difference of people and that had to do with where they were from, who their forefathers were, and different promises or curses or blessings that's to come upon those people. That was the only time he separated people, never based on skin color. So, at any rate, what do you do? What do you tell your children? What do you tell your children by racism when we're marrying whites, so-called whites? We're going to church with so-called whites. We're walking hand in hand and fighting different causes with our white brothers and sisters. We're doing so many different things that we didn't do back in the 40s, 30s, 20s, and all that. So, yes, there has been progress, but there are many people that argue that we are more divided now than we were back in those days, because back in those days, it was cut and dry, black and white, crystal clear, that you are not trying to help us as a people. You don't like us. You hate us. You despise us. And when we saw clear this evil, we united more as a people around these causes. But now it's very hard to see the racism when you're married to a white person or you go to church with some of our white brothers and sisters. And I totally 100% agree, welcome any and every coming together of us as humans, be it in churches, be it in marriage. I'm totally for it. Nobody's more for it than I am. I'm just simply against the philosophy that many of our white brothers and sisters carry of them being superior. And I am equally disgusted, upset, troubled, angry at our own brothers and sisters that believe the same lie, reverse, that we are inferior. That's all Brother Seth is trying to do tonight. I don't make any money from sitting up here at night talking to y'all over this blog. Just check this conferencing line. I keep forgetting to look at this conferencing line and see. But I don't get any compensations other than just the fact of me sitting here knowing I'm telling y'all the truth and hoping that this information will translate your life like it has me. Because I'm telling you, prior to this knowledge, I was a victim, for real, of white supremacy. I'm talking about it in my mind, in my spirit, in my soul. I know what it's like to operate in black inferiority or non-white inferiority. Now, I didn't know that's what it was. I thought I was just, and a lot of y'all don't know what it is. A lot of y'all think you just is normal. But if you look at what you do and what you like and why you like it and where you want to, who you listen to, who educates you. If you look at just your choices in life, you may find that you're warped as well. And I had to come to a realization that I was a victim of a very evil philosophy of white supremacy / black inferiority. I never really just verbally said it clear to for everybody to hear, you know, I hate black people or I love white people more than what I should. And it's not true love anyway when it's more than what you should. It's a warped type of love, a warped type of respect. It's not healthy. It's actually destructive. A lot of our people are suffering from this. If you're raised in America, born and bred in America, educated in America, you almost 100% guaranteed it's going to be a white supremacist. White supremacists have very little to do with white skin. It's a philosophy. It's a belief system that so-called white people, our white brothers and sisters, know better. They have better lives. And I'm not talking about education. If you're educated, just educated, of course you're going to know more. But there's different levels of education. Some people may be college educated, but could be a moron where it relates to society and just everyday practical living and thinking. I'm saying this notion that whites are superior in everything, except sports or some of this token stuff we get. When we talk about black inferiority, we believing there's that belief system among many of our people that black is inferior, that we were made to serve, that we was a second thought where it comes to the scriptures. Where the Bible is concerned, we was a second thought. We was an afterthought. This is what they teach in the seminaries. They don't teach the true contributions of Africa to the Bible. So by virtue of the fact that they don't talk about anything is implying that Africa is absent in the scriptures, not to mention the white images throughout the whole planet, especially in our holiest places, supposedly holiest places, our worship centers. So Brother Seth will never, ever, if I just have one person, thank the Most High is more than one person tonight. But if I just had one person on this line, it'd be worth me talking about. And if I don't get anybody on the line, I'm going to preach as though I have many people on the line. Normally we get a good showing. I know I threw some people off by not being on the last 2 weeks, but that's okay. It'll all work out. But all I'm saying is I'm going to always, as long as the Most High give it to me, preach this, speak out on this, because our brothers and sisters need to know. Now, before I go any further, I'm going to do something I haven't done in a while, but I'm going to go ahead and I think I know who this brother is. I'm going to say hi to someone on hold here, just asking their perspective of what I've said so far. Hopefully I don't catch them off guard. I know a lot of people just listen to the show, and sometimes they don't want to really comment. They're just listening. But I'm going to open the phone line and see how our brother is doing. If I have this phone number right, let's see how good my memory is. Area code 708903. How are you doing tonight?
Shalom, shalom, Brother Self. All praise
how you
to
doing?
The Most High. Ahaya Ba'asim Yeshaya. And Tawala for the Holy Spirit.
Yes, my brother. Shalom to you. And how are you doing tonight?
I'm blessed. You've been missing in action. I was wondering what happened.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people thought maybe I just didn't pay the bill or something, but that's not it. We still had these 2 hour slots that just been going just blank. But what we are doing is we are now broadcasting our free conference, and we're kind of fed up with Blog Talk as far as the phone lines. So I'm not going to get off the subject, but I'm just saying that's what we're doing, kind of moving over to free conferencing, and you probably should look into it. Anybody listening should look into it. It's free. It's free. You can have as many phone lines. We can accommodate up to 500 people on the phone. We don't have to worry about no limit. You talk all night, and it's, again, free. So just we're trying to get something together where we won't get knocked off the phone line so much and all the issues we've been having. But how you been doing, my brother? As far as the teachings, you've been studying more and more and more about this whole revelation of the true Israelites. But let me wait, in fairness to everybody else listening. What do you think about what I've said tonight? Because I know you and I can get off on some other stuff here. What do you think about what you've heard so far tonight? I mean, do you see the need for the teaching of racism? And what are you telling your kids or grandkids about this whole topic? I mean, should we drop it? I know we shouldn't. I'm being facetious, but I'm saying there are a lot of people that are saying, hey, y'all need to let it die down, man. Blacks and whites is getting along. It ain't perfect, but it's much better than it was back in the 50s
better than it was in the 50s and 40s, and y'all should just chill out, man. Hey, we're trying to come together. I mean, do you feel that? I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm divided a little bit because I'm put it this way. Racism's not over with. And a couple things about to go down. First of all, this election that they about to have, it's off topic a little bit, but they about to put Cain versus Abel, and they about to put the Willie Lynch syndrome, the light skin versus the dark, the young versus the old Negro. So they're going to put racism in every shape or form in this next election. So off topic, but yeah.
I got to interject there. You know what? I think you just hit you are a masterful mind, my brother, because I think you are right on point. I think what they're going to try to do, and I want you to finish what you were just saying, but real quick, I think what they're going to try to do is pit us, take the black vote, and split it right down the middle, because some of us are going to like this Cain guy. And when you split that black vote, there's not enough black support, and they're hoping some whites fall off the wagon with Obama. If there's a lot of whites fall, if a few whites, just a few whites fall off the wagon, and then the black vote is split between Cain and Obama, then that would mean Democrats would be voting Republican. Then, hey, I'm thinking that's what they're trying to do to get us kind of, and then they slide another Republican candidate on down the line. What do you think about that?
Well, They're trying to do that now, like intersect things in it, right? Long story short, Obama was the last guy I was going to ever vote for. I ain't never voting again. I mean, I got my reason for it. But my main reason is both sides are basically the same thing. No matter who you vote for, it's end up to the evil or the beast. Because the beast, I learned, you probably know this already, or the kings, are the governmental systems. So the governmental system that came up out of the sea, which is the people, is wicked. Because basically the governmental system is replicating or emulating Rome, Babylon, and the empires that have failed already. So no matter who you vote for, you vote for the same thing. And I don't know how else to put it. But back to the thing.
I'll help you. It's one coin. Like one person said, one political strategist said, it's one coin, two sides to the same coin. It's still that same 1% that rules America that they're protesting about down in Wall Street and all over the United States and really all over the world. That 1%, that the wealth of the 1% is what's ruling the majority of this country. And that's Democrats and Republicans. I'm talking about the most powerful people, Democrats, the most powerful people, Republicans, are part of that 1%. That's what this person was saying. But go ahead. I mean, to cut you off there.
Well, ain't no issues. It's your show. You know, we're here to come to one accord and interject and uplift the whole, you know, the whole body. So you can't just uplift the foot and not worry about the hands and the arms, you know what I'm saying? But back to the point, the racism, it's not over with, because if the scriptures is not a lie, the word, most I say, is word don't come back void, and his anger will not come back. I can't even remember it, but long story short, the scriptures in Revelation, or the revealing of the end times, or the end of this world, states one of the things that's going to happen will be nation versus nation. This is out the mouth of the Messiah. This is not one of the disciples where people could twist it up. They want the Messiah. He said, beware, earthquakes, pestilence, and nation versus nation, kingdom versus kingdom. The kingdoms is the government system, like Europe versus America, or more importantly, Iran versus America, China versus America. Those are the kingdoms that we're going to face. Then the nationalities. I don't know what the order, but it said in the scriptures it's going to be three woes. Woes mean destructions or wars. There's already been two world wars. I don't know if the nation versus nation is going to happen with the third world war. I'm not trying to scare nobody, but we're supposed to be watchmen and prophesy to the people. So we know these things and seek out these things we're supposed to share with the people. So at first, when I was younger, I was scared to read Revelation. Now I'm older, I'm like, what was I so afraid of? I was taught to be scared. That's what I learned. I was taught this is something to be fearful of, like death. When I got older, I don't want to die right now, but I don't fear death. Because I know the words say we have 21 life and we shall all die. So go back to the dust.
And it's even bigger than just death. You know, that was one of the things, you know, I called the show Five Smooth Stones, and everybody should know by now, Five Smooth Stones are nothing more than the five answers I got from the five questions I asked the Most High. But one of them was, can I understand the Book of Revelation? That was one of the questions I asked back in 1988. And I brought that up about racism earlier. I said, you know, what do we teach our kids? I don't even want to talk to the adults right now. I just want to know, what do we teach our kids moving forward? We're marrying our white brothers and sisters. We're going to church with our white brothers and sisters. We're holding hands and fighting this, against that. We're down right now at Wall Street fighting this 1%, this wealthy 1% with our white brothers and sisters. We're doing a lot of things. So, is that it? Do we just let the whole racism thing go? I know very many scholars in almost every aspect of life, be it in the pulpit, be it in the judicial arena, be it in the law enforcement arena, that would vehemently disagree with me and say, oh, no, my brother, it is not going away. It has just taken on a whole nother form. Many people will say that. And, I mean, we're talking about economically speaking. We're talking about in the school systems, many principals would come on this line and say, oh, no, the inner city still get the smallest amount of funds for education. We still have a high dropout rates. We still get the lowest quality of teachers. We still get the teachers that just don't care. We don't give what the suburbs get. We don't get the graduation rate. We can go to the hospital and say, and put the mic up to them and say, does racism exist? And they say, oh, yes, it does. These so-called African Americans are going through hell. They have the least amount of insured. They get the poorest quality, the poorest care. They get the least amount of care, and then they get the lesser quality of care. They die earlier, sooner. They don't live as long as our white brothers and sisters. So I'm saying in every aspect of life, there it is. So I just had to jump in there and just say it to you. So when you're talking about the Book of Revelation, it all ties into what we're talking about tonight. Most High want us to be very alert and aware of what is going on and not to be tricked. White people are not our enemy. You know that. I'm not teaching you nothing tonight. But white people are not our enemy. Our enemy is a very clever, no human can do war with this person. This is a very wicked, I'm talking about evil spirits. Okay? You know, the Bible talks about we have three enemies, really. Satan, evil spirits, they are real. The world, worldliness, and flesh, that part of us that craves evil. But anyway, I didn't mean to just, you was on a roll there. I didn't mean to cut you completely off, but I just wanted to jump in there and say that. The question I'm asking tonight to anybody, including yourself, is what do we teach our children? I mean, I'm 50 years old, and a lot of younger people feel like, hey, you old school, you off basis. Man, we getting together. Man, we having white girls' babies, and white women, black women are telling me I'm married to a white man, and he treats me nice, and I love him. What are y'all talking about? I mean, there's a lot of people that's messed up in the head. They actually think because we're marrying, and this is what's crazy. Check this out, Brother Gabriel. A lot of people believe, if I marry a black person, that exempts me from being a racist. Or if I marry, if I'm a black man now thinking, if I marry a white girl or a white woman, that means I'm not a racist. It don't have nothing to do, just because you marry somebody outside of your race don't mean you exempt from hating that race. Now, a lot of people don't get that when they feel like, no, ain't no way you would marry somebody else of the other race if you, that's not true. You cannot hate them. You may not hate the other race, but you darn sure can think you're superior. Do you feel me on that, Brother Gabriel?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to put it this way. I wouldn't even take it to race. I'll say like the man and the woman. Like some women and some men think one is superior. Technically, one is stronger. The man is stronger physically in the leadership qualities, and the woman is like the Holy Spirit, which is symbolized or is a woman spirit. So I can't even understand that totally, but Proverbs say wisdom is take her and make her your kin sister and your, basically, Proverbs and the prophet for a lead that the spirit is a woman. So the woman had the comforting strength or the emotional strength. So when one thing, one is not necessary and the other is, one thinks the other is superior or the one is weaker. When you put both together, it's like a new chemical bond. Like you put when you make steel from iron, when it becomes a stronger bond, that's when you got put the woman and the man together. So when you got them together, neither one's superior because both are needed. Maybe I said that kind of funny, but that's what, you know. And as far as the white people and the black people thinking they one's superior than not, I go with the scriptures first. The scripture said one's to be stronger than the other, and the younger said, the older said, worse than younger. And going from basically, what makes you superior is with your actions. So you can have superior beginnings or a superior mode now, or like ingredients for a cake, but you got a terrible cook, or you burn it up. And no matter what you start with, it's what you finish with. So a superior being is one that who actions follow through, which is necessary before the Most High. So that's what my definition, which my new edification is. So people can say, I'm superior, but the Most High say your righteousness is filthy rags. So no matter what you did, you don't make you superior. So your actions and your faith and keeping in the works, that's how you be a superior being or great in the kingdom. But I don't care what a person said about me now. So maybe my answer didn't lead to what you wanted, but that's what the Spirit, I believe, led me to say.
I want to just say this to you because sometimes when we're talking, other people are talking on the chat room and they're chiming in with what you're saying, and it's kind of unfair that everybody can't hear them. So I just want to just read a couple of things being said real quick. But some of the comments when you was talking was said from Lovely Natural Curl. That's the person in the chat room, Lovely Natural Curls. She said, I'm assuming it's a she, she said, we need to teach them real history and the truth. And then she went on to say, well, what did they do back in the 60s when we suffered? We came together in protest. We're not built like that anymore, and they know this. We're tired, and we just settle. It's time to start standing up and speaking up for what we know is true. Very good, very good. Then she went on to say, we should be able to love and care about our race without people thinking we're so angry and we're racist. Very true. So she was saying that when we was talking. And one last thing here that she also that was said, I think it's sometimes that these people know about the black race that's so powerful that we haven't figured out yet. Well, I think what she was saying was people, a lot of the people, and that is very true, how a lot of the people around us that are oppressing us know exactly who we are. A lot of times that's the root of why we're being persecuted. For real. I had a friend to tell me one time, Brother Gabriel, he said this, I want you to listen to this, and everybody really listen to this statement. This brother said to me something, and I hate to say they enough because it separates us based upon skin color. I'm telling y'all that ain't going to fly. There's no such thing as a white man or a black man based on no skin color. The Most High does not see that. He separates us based upon our forefathers and who they are. So, but racism is real. The philosophy that white people are better is a real lie, and it causes all type of damnation. But this brother said something to me that blew me away. We was going to this cafeteria and eating, and I never will forget this look he looked at me, because we was talking about oppression and why we go through what we go through. And he said, brother, they're not mad at us. They're mad at the Most High. And I looked upside his head because it's like a little light went on inside of my head. A lot of the times, like this sister was saying, Lovely Natural Curls was saying, a lot of these people know exactly who we are. They know. I remember I was sharing with the people at work how that we were the true people of the book. We were the true Israelites, the true Jews of the book. And the way they responded really hurt me. It really did some damage to me. It took me a while to forgive them for this statement. But they said, that's true, of course. What do you think? All that sunshine? There's no way those could have been white people. Now, if you know who this person was and how they behave and how superior they think, you would never think this is coming from them. So like my sister was just saying, a lot of these people, they know. They ain't going to tell you. They ain't going to tell you all of the – because some of them, some of them have been to nice universities, Ivy League schools, and a lot of – these Ivy League schools are where you get a lot of this information at. When you go to the Harvards and the Yales and the MITs, colleges like that, they'll tell you the truth. It's these other colleges, these cheaper colleges that's worried about reputation, funding, worried about backlash and them teaching the truth. Maybe enrollment would drop off, and they fear that, so they don't go and tell you everything about African and how white skin come from black skin. They don't go all off. They're not going to do nothing controversial because they're worried about their attendance and you know, amount of students and blah, blah, blah. But the Harvards, the Yales, the MITs, some people are set. They'll tell, they like to be on breaking edge technology and information. You follow me, my brother?
Yes, sir.
So
the scriptures also say they search out what diligence for the knowledge of I say the fallen angels, because the fallen angels talk war and all those things. So all this fallen angel knowledge that they're trying to find,
yeah.
So that's what they're trying to find out.
This is what I want to put on in your mind, Brother Gabriel. If you don't already know this or haven't already pondered it, and Sister Love Natural Curls and everybody else, all the guests who's 24 Dread, all these people in the chat room, I want to put this on y'all's mind. And Miss Mecca Sane, that's a new name. What I want to put on y'all's mind is this. Check this out. When you're talking about white people and you find yourself saying a lot of they us, and you don't talk about the black inferiority, are we really hitting this enemy right smack in the mouth? See, it's the same lie. It's as many of, matter of fact, more black people suffering from low self-esteem and black self-hate have done you, listener, have done you more harm than white people feeling their superior. You don't get too many white people in your face saying nigger or I'm better than you. You don't get that. They don't do it no more hardly. They know they're going to get knocked smack out. So they don't do that. But on the other hand, you got relatives that's right up in your bosom, so to speak, right? In your life, in your home, sleeping in your bed, taking around in your car, and they are suffering from this black inferiority, and they say things that add to that lie. They are white supremacists. If we're going to be true soldiers against wickedness and we come up against this philosophy of white supremacy and we want to do what soldiers do in the kingdom of the Most High and slay it, we got to understand that most of this come from our people. If we was around white people, we would hear it more. But we're not. Most black people I know are not around white people 24/7, even if they live an hour. They leave from downtown Des Moines or wherever they're at an hour, and they go home to a black family. And the black family is where they get most of their pain from, most of their tears from. So what am I saying? I'm saying tonight, why do we talk so much about white people? Which I, yes, I believe they're ignorant, but think about this. If you're a white person and you hardly ever come around, and Brother Gabriel, I appreciate you hanging on the line. You know, you're not the co-host, but I appreciate you hanging on the line with me. I really appreciate that. So if you don't mind, just hang out with me a little bit until you just got to go. But I'm just saying, if we're really going to be true soldiers like the Delta Force, you know, the elite soldiers that are very sharp and aware and alert as to what we're fighting, why do we talk so much about white people and white people don't come around black people and are not introduced a lot to our teachings, our history? A lot of it is not their fault. They just go to college, get a degree, go work on a job, and they got kids to raise. They're not going to come across Nefertiti and all the things that happened in Egypt and all that. But on the other hand, you got a whole lot of us black people, we've heard this over and over again, and we are full of self-hatred. We are always trying to get the white man's approval, which is a lack of, you know, self-esteem, you ask me. So I'll ask you, Brother Gabriel, and anybody else in the chat room, I'm looking for different responses. Why is it we don't attack our people? Because it's just as evil. Black inferiority is white supremacy. White supremacy is the same as black inferiority. One coin, two different sides. Thank you, lovely natural curls. Appreciate your comments. But I'm just saying, why do we, you feel me on that, my brother? Don't let me do all the talking. Do you feel me on that?
Well, this is my opinion. Subliminally, we've been trained that one thing, white, light skin is prettier and all that stuff. They smarter and all that. So you train and they got better money, better life. Or, you know, when you think like that, so you start think it's like inbred. It's like, I can't even, you know, we've been inbred with false knowledge or false understanding of the true world. While we're in the situation we're in, so we instantly worship the person that can help contribute to our situation and make them see they better. So like what they say, the Stockholm syndrome, I think it's called. Well, like where master become, or your oppressor, the one that's hindering you is the one you love, and then you don't want to, you don't think he's doing no wrong to you. Like one of my female friends, she said to me before, like, white people don't know. I said, where did you get that from? I'm like, I ain't saying black people don't lie. You've been around black people that lie. Everybody lies.
Hold on, she said white people don't lie?
That's what she told me. I'm like, where did you get that from? I'm like, man. She was raised in the projects. I mean, I stayed in the projects a little while. I'm not down off of that, but I'm saying her whole understanding is being around black people. So she tried to move. She tried to put her kids in these schools that she think better and all that shit. But I ain't got some stuff on the schools now, but I don't even want to bring that forth now. Because I never get a chance to answer the question that I didn't know you asked me about what to tell the children. I have a son, but my baby mama is, what, 22. I'm 35. She don't let me see him. But if I was to allow to be one, what the scriptures say, raise a child from the way it goes. So I told her this when last time I talked to her. I said, teach them the scriptures, even though I believe a man's supposed to do it, but I ain't going to get into all that. But teach them the scriptures. I said, if you don't understand, start with Proverbs. Most people think that's easy to understand. There's a lot of good teaching in that. So you can't go wrong, start with Proverbs, I figure. So I said, if you want me to do it, I beg you to do it. So with a child, what a person supposed to do, tell the kids, tell them the truth. People like the Halloween stuff. People like, I do it for my kid. I said, so you tell your, so for your kids, the words say, if you love your mother, father, or your children more than him, you're not worthy. So if you're sacrificing your salvation and your kids, if you're indoctrinating them into a lie, you're doing the same thing, a perpetual thing that was supposed to be broken. And another point that I just thought of when I was talking about the Willie Lynch syndrome. William Lynch prophesied the slavery should last 300 years. So that was in 1712. 2012 is on its way. So another, this is me. Didn't nobody tell me this, but I believe that's another key thing that's supposed to happen in 2012. They're like, they don't know exactly what's going to happen. More people of the Most High going to know who they are, and they're going to start professing. And I believe, this is me talking from reading scripts, and this is what I'm coming with. But I believe if it's going to be two actual witnesses, people going to see they about to start prophesizing very soon. The two witnesses was something else, but no, the layman's understanding, it was two witnesses supposed to prophesy for 3 years or something like that. Then be sacrificed. Yeah, they about to start prophesizing real soon.
Well, we can get into that. That's a little deeper than what you're going. The two witnesses can be... Well, I ain't going to even go there, but that's a good thing, because you're getting in the book of Revelation, some of the two witnesses that's supposed to be, they're going to be killed and they're going to be resurrected and all that. But listen, quickly, let me just, I don't want to ignore those people in the chat room. Somebody made the comment, it was 24 Dread said, you have to talk to the youth in their language, just like a Christian or a Muslim or an atheist. And I thought that was very good. I wanted to put that out there. They went on to say, yeah, but if you're going to open up your mouth to anyone, you have to try to talk to them in their language. Very well put. Very well put. And the only thing about that is it can be a challenge. You have to be, when I talk to the young people, I ain't going to lie, I pray, ask the Most High to give me what to say, because I don't understand their language, point blank. It's as real as I can make it. I don't understand their language. They are a different type of youth. That's all there is to it. I know when I was coming up, we was knuckleheads and we did a bunch of silly things and we broke laws. We liked to have sex with girls and we liked to fight and we liked to do a whole bunch of crazy stuff, but a lot of the youth today, I just don't understand the language they speak. So you have to be prayerful about that 24 Dread as to how you go about that. And sometimes I just personally think we're just too distant from them. We don't spend enough time with them because we're busy building this doggone golden calf, making that 1% of America that rules the majority, that 1% that they're protesting about out there on Wall Street right now. Occupy Wall Street, occupy Dallas, occupy Fort Worth, occupy Detroit, occupy all of these protests that's going on all across the United States as we speak, and even the world. They're in my city. I'm sure they're in y'all city. They're protesting this 1%. But anyway, I'll ask a question to my brother. Those of you that just come in the chat room a little later, I asked him, there's a lot of white people, white brothers and sisters, I should say, that are saying, we're not fighting y'all, we're not lynching y'all, we don't have the black and white fountains, we're marrying you, y'all are marrying us, we're going to church together, we're working together, we're protesting together. It's like Occupy Wall Street. What's the deal? We're progressing, so why are y'all upset? Why do you have to have a show called Racial Matters and Solution, Brother Seth? Why are you still talking about this? I mean, can't we just get along? A lot of blacks and whites think like this, and they can get you if you're weak, because it does look on a surface like we all are just getting along just fine. But if you would just ask some of these principals in the inner cities about the politics behind the scenes to make sure that the inner city kids are not in the place to learn and graduate and walk across that stage, maybe the people across town is not doing it on purpose, Brother Gabriel. Maybe they're not saying, let's make sure these niggas don't graduate. Maybe they don't do that no more. But it's just so much greed in making sure that their own kids get this, that, and the other, and greed, till they snuff out, or they, what's the word I'm looking for, they use up all of the funds and end up causing poverty. But I'm not going to lie, I still believe that some people around there want to see our kids just not as good as theirs. And, you know, I'm going to say this to you and everybody else listening. One way you can find out if a lot of our white brothers and sisters, and this goes for our white brothers and sisters can try this. This is a good litmus test for anybody. If you want to know just how much somebody loves you, get more than they got. Have a bigger car. Have a bigger house. Get nicer clothes. Get a prettier wife. Be a little happier. Get a make more money than they do. And oftentimes, that is the only time in life you can really see who your friends are. Because some of these people, as long as you have more than your friends, you can live and die and never not know what your friends is made out of. But once you get more than they got, it's something that they envy. That's the true test of friendship. You agree with me on there, Brother Gabriel?
That's the truth, but if one of the scriptures teach you not to envy or nor covet, but most people, no matter what they're bounded in this world, and the world teaches you that you're supposed to have this, got to have this new TV, this new car, bigger rims, a new woman, new everything. So when you're indoctrinated, I'm going to keep saying that because that's what we are. We are indoctrinated to a whole bunch of nothing. When I say nothing, we worship things that really have no value. If anything, you should worship people. If you're not going to worship the Most High, you should worship people. Why? You could touch them, hug them. You could benefit from them. They could make you feel good, vision when you're sick, make you feel good. Too many things, But people, instead of even worshiping people, which is also an abomination, they worship possessions. How much money I can get so I can do this. And that's what people are all messed up at. You got to, first of all, get grounded in yourself. Find out what you really have to make you happy. Because money, when you really look at it, money, no matter how much money is, don't make you no happy. It makes you be able to buy most stuff. Most stuff really don't make you happy. You can't even use it, the most stuff. So if you can't use it, how is it going to make you happier? The only thing that makes you a bragger, thinking you better than everybody. So then,
Brother Gabriel,
that's another abomination. I'm sorry, I went off to another tangent.
Go ahead. I want to comment on somebody. I want to chime in something else that somebody said from the chat room. Go ahead.
No problem. I halfway lost train of thought.
Well, listen to this. Mecca, like the place Mecca. They must be a Muslim. Mecca Sane said, Black youth will never listen to the older generation because what we teach them is too abstract when they need concrete answers to problems. That was profound. I almost feel, convicted from that statement. Here's another one from the same person. You have to talk to the youth you have to talk to you in their language, just like a Christian, a Muslim, or that was Brother 24 Dread. Then they went on to say, the youth are shut off and now are more likely to imitate actions versus tired blanks they've been hearing. Okay, let me repeat that again. That's worth repeating. The youth are shut off and now are more likely to imitate actions versus the tired blank they've been hearing. That's true. And one more comment they made, the race issue can be better understood if you understood the principle black body radiation in physics. I wish you'd share that a little bit more. If you could, my brother, I knew you was Muslim. If you could, I would love to know, what do you mean by black body radiation. And 24 Dread went on to say, that's right, brother, they are smart. They need something that's not talking about the young people. 24 Dread was saying, that's right, brother, they are smart. They need something that's going to catch them, and the truth is what's going to make them, which is what's going to wake them up. They don't have the same resistance like an adult who already has been inundated. Very true. Oh, if Mecca Sane is not a Muslim, uh-oh, okay. My bad, I stand corrected. A lot of good comments in the chat room, a lot of good comments. But like I say, people, I still have the question on the floor. Brother Gabriel gave a good answer, as he always do. That's why I got him on hold, because he have a lot of good insight. But my question to y'all is, what's up with, what do we teach our kids as far as racism? I mean, is it a mute subject? Should we let it die? I know I have the answer for what I'm going to do, but I still am open to listen to other people. What do you feel? I mean, the name of this show tonight, the topic is Racial Matters and Solutions. When we say racial matters and solutions, we're talking about white supremacy / black inferiority. We are attacking both mindsets, the mindset that white is superior, which is alive and well in the United States, and the mindset that black is inferior, which is alive and well in America. White people cannot rule with this superiority spirit unless we have the spirit that they are, that we are inferior to them. This is why I preach so hard. I know I've been on break for the last 2 weeks, but that's for a good reason. We're trying to make some changes here at Five Smooth Stone. But that's why I preach and teach so hard on the fact of who we are as Israelites. Because unless a people have a true, strong, solid, concrete identity, clear, crystal clear identity of who they are, they're going to imitate everybody. They'll move with every wind and doctrine. And African Americans, most of us, if you reject the Hebrew message and you don't believe we're Israelites, okay, then you're going to be standing on shaky ground, because people are going to ask you, so who are we then? Because we definitely are not Turners and James and Smiths and Johnsons and all that. So who is this people? And when your granddad, your grandchild, your child, and maybe even your grandchild sit on your lap and they're going to ask you that question that all kids are going to ask, who are we? Why do we go through what we go through? Why are we on the bottom of every single aspect of life, grandma, grandpa? Well, the white people, they just don't like us. Well, why don't they like us? Well, because I had an elderly black lady say, black people done a lot of stuff wrong, but we ain't done no more wrong than the Europeans. I heard another older black person say, black folks special. Well, that don't hold water. I mean, yes, we are special, but so is everybody. Well, how a white person supposed to feel that they hear black folks special? I mean, what do you mean we're special? Everybody's special. So that don't hold water. Why do we suffer, folks? Those of y'all listening in the chat room, that you don't believe we're Israelites, you don't believe we're Israel. I'm not trying to get off on that subject too much, but I'm just saying, in order to deal with racism, which is what we're really talking about tonight, you got to have a healthy, strong identity of who you are, because these people saying they're from Poland and they're proud Irish and they're proud this and they're proud that. They got all kind of European history to quote at you. If you don't know the true history of Africa, how did everything come from Africa, civilization, everything, everybody is really African. If you don't know that with some conviction about yourself, if you don't really know that in your heart of hearts, if you think the Bible is full of white people, how can you help your children? That's the question on the floor tonight. How do we combat racism with our children? Brother Gavi, I want you to finish your answer, because you had begun to give some feedback on that and I kind of cut you off. But how do we? How do we do it? Do you think what they need to know?
That's why I say, a parent slash, like, what I'm a parent and an uncle and, you know, and a brother. So if you're a parent, brother, uncle, this is what you do. You first treat them like a human being that needs, first treat them like a human being that needs to be taught something. And most children like sponges. If you feed them, they going to, especially feed them something that, you can feed something relevant to them, then you can build on that. So if you can start, like, building blocks. You take it like building blocks. Take one building block and go to the next one. But basically, you got to drain it in them. Like, my father used to, they didn't come with the Bible, but a lot of things he used to teach me, stuff with me, didn't really catch when I was young, you know, but when I got older, it just hit me, like, smacked me in the face. And it's like the Bible said, raise a child in the way to go, and they will not depart when they're older. I mean, I ain't going to say he taught me everything. I wish he was like me, knew, was learn, trying to learn the scriptures like I am, and I know more than I do now. But I got, basically, you got, if you're in the way, whatever way you're in that's righteous, you got to teach your child the same thing. You can't hold it back. I'm not going to go teach them about murder and all that, but you should tell them that to kill somebody is wrong, you know. I mean, to hate your brother, it's likened unto murder, because when you hate, that's the first thing, the first step to pulling the gun out and pulling the trigger. So first of all, you got to teach your children the way. If you teach your children the way, you don't have to worry about the racism and everything, because they're going to see it is wrong. They're going to see the evil, because the word say hate evil and love good. So if you teach them to hate evil, they know racism, and the aspect of racism or superiority, false superiority, or superiority will be, they'll know that without even knowing the words racism and all that. So teaching about racism is null and void if you teach them the truth, break it down from the root. Well, that's the most important thing. So
I
maybe it went off a little bit.
I want to ask a question. You're fine, my brother. 24 Dread made the comment, be a racist only for the advancement of your own. What's that? Please clarify that. And then he said what?
Well, I can clarify it a little bit. Well, from my understanding of the word racist, it means someone that is for his race. So technically, the origin of the word is not actually what you would call maliceful. That means, like, for instance, if it's like saying for your family, before you... For everybody else on the outside, you're going to be for your family first, because you can't really truly be for someone else if your household is messed up. Like the words say, if your house is messed up and the people around you messed up, you got to get that in order first. So if your household is in order, how, you know, that's what it said. Don't.
Well, what he said was be a racist. And if anybody on the phone lines had your hand up, please put it up now, because I've got two, we're not just on Blog Talk, we're on freeconferencing.com also, and I got two boards I got to watch, so please keep that hand up, don't take it down, press one if you have a comment. All right, again, anybody that's on the phone lines, we got more people on the phone lines, we got in the chat room, if you have a question, please, please press one, now, please. Brother Gabriel, look like we do have someone with their hand up. I'm going to go ahead and see what they want. Can you hold 1 second?
Yes, sir. There's no issues. Your show.
Okay, just one. Area code 7. Well, I'm going to come to you 517-489, but right now, 770-866, you're on the air. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Hey, how's it going? This is Mecca Sane. I was in the chat room.
Now, you're going to give me a clarification on that body radiation. Hold on 1 second, because that may take a while. Let me get this other call. They may have a quick comment, and then we're going to come back to you, because I definitely want to hear what you got to say about this black body radiation. Now, okay, can you hold 1 second?
Sure.
Okay, just 1 second. Okay, 517-489. 517-489. Go ahead, you're on the air with that question or comment, please.
Oh, I got a comment for you. Basically, on this whole thing, on the whole racist thing, you know what I'm saying? Both sides. I shouldn't say that. I should say all colors, you know what I'm saying? As family. You know, I know there's a lot of races between both all colors right now. I'm against racism totally. It's what we're teaching our kids to be hateful, and we really need to take away from teaching our kids to be hateful, because we've been telling them, oh, killing's wrong, but we've been telling them, oh no, go do this, go kill that person right there, because they're a different color than us. But we're not. If you look in reality, we all been put on here as human beings. We all walk the same. We all eat the same. You know, we might not all speak out the same language, but we come out here and we do the same thing. We might make the same mistakes, maybe not in the same way, but we still do. And that's what some of us older people are doing things wrong, because we're going against teaching our kids right. Us older adults have been teaching our kids wrong about some things that we shouldn't have. You know, yeah, that stuff was way back in the back day. You know what I'm saying? That's not on my generation. This is 2011. You know what I'm saying? I'm with the Band of Brothers, which is against this kind of stuff. That's against racism. And I stand for my brother, my black family members. I stand for my Mexican family members that are not racist. I don't, you know, come out here and would never teach any kid. I teach, talk to black family members all day long. I sit down with white family members all day long. You know, I sit out here and talk to the youth. The youth looks up to us. You know what I'm saying? They see us doing something. We don't necessarily got to tell them that, but they see what we do.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I think I remember you calling some time back, my brother. I do remember your spirit more than anything. Listen, I appreciate what you're saying. I think we get the gist of what you're saying. And
yeah.
You are one of the brothers that I like when you call, because I'm sure people hear your heart. They got a heart, you know. Scripture says, like, there's no spirit by the spirit. We feel your spirit. And we feel you ain't on no racism, okay? This is what I try to say to my so-called black brothers and sisters. What about people like this guy on the phone? What about this guy? All right, we know how white people trying to hide this, hide the truth, and lie about this. But what about this brother? I'm saying this is why I attack black inferiority equally, because it ain't just one side. It's a doctrine that's my enemy. Even if you came on and you said, you know, you niggers need to, you know, get off the phone line like the people did not too long ago when 250 people showed up in my chat room at one time within 30 seconds and they call themselves bombarding my show. They were saying stuff like that. Now, listen, I don't look at them as my enemy. It's the ignorance that's my enemy. Now, don't get me wrong, if they bust in my house and they're going to harm me, they're going to be going to see their maker. But I'm saying the enemy is not them, because people like them can be converted. If they're an enemy, they can't be saved. If somebody's a true enemy, they are never your friend. And that's not true. Sometimes an enemy can change. People can change. That's why the Bible says in Ephesians 6, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So I say to all black people and white people listening, you got a lot of brothers like this. My friend, I'm going to put you on hold and move on, if you don't mind, because I got some other phone calls I got to get to, okay?
That's fine, my brother.
I appreciate your spirit. I always look forward to hearing your voice. You always bring that balance. So I'm going to move on, but thank you for calling, all right?
Oh, you welcome, homie. Always be here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I'm going to move on, but like I say, people, you got brothers like that, and they always throw a monkey wrench in whatever we're doing if it ain't based in, dipped in seasoned in love for all people. I know I sound very, just hold on 1 second, my brother, but I know a lot of people say, oh, Brother Seth, you just trying to be lovey-dovey, but I'm being real. I really want to hit the enemy upside his head. But I know from experience that enemy is not the white man. That enemy is not the white man. The enemy is not the white man. The enemy is not the white man. We got to get that out of our heads because we spend all this energy talking about they. And that ain't it. I'm gonna mute you. I think there's Brother Gabriel coughing there. Hold on, Brother Gabriel, I'll unmute you here in a second. But anyway, all I'm saying is that's not our enemy. Okay, let me move on. Area code 770-866. Go ahead, you're on the air with your comment about this black. Go ahead, I'm gonna let you introduce that. What did you call it? Black body radiation?
Yeah, it's black body radiation, and you can cite it if you go to the Nobel Prize winners in 2006 for physics, and it's two guys, George Smoot and John Mathers, and you can cite it there, but it's mostly in science. So, but what I was saying as far as like looking at race from the color issue is better looked at if you look at it from the electromagnetic spectrum, you know, from the visual spectrum, from the red, the yellow, green, all the way up to it goes into the black, okay? And so, like, you have carbon, and carbon is one of those things where all of the energy that's incident upon it or that hits it, it absorbs the majority of it, and it also can expel the majority of it, which makes it efficient, okay? It's kind of like an engine. And so if you get an engine that can take in all of its energy and expel all that same energy, you call it 100% efficient, okay? But see, that same thing, it also applies to human beings. And so there's a reason why there's different colors in the spectrum, because certain things can absorb the energy, but all of those things can't really put that energy out the same way that it absorbed it, okay? And so when you look at what's happened to black people since, you know, being taken from Africa or whatnot, like you said earlier, somebody said earlier, in our communities, we don't really get all of the resources that we need in order to be able to thrive and have all the options that we should have. And so by not having all those options, we have all this energy, but we don't have the proper avenues in which to expel all that energy. And so it makes us inefficient. So while we can take in a lot of energy, we're only putting out maybe about 20% of it. And so it's really making us look like chaotic beings in our neighborhoods. Okay? And so this also leads to the same reason why, you know, black leaders have always been killed in the past. It's also linked to this same principle in physics. I mean, it's literally a principle in physics. Okay. For instance,
what did you say earlier? Where in area code 804218? Hold on, we're gonna get you to you. In area code 904683, we're gonna get to y'all as well. I got more callers wanting to comment. So, but let us know where we can find out more, because I like what you're saying. Actually, where can we find out more about that?
Well, I'm actually putting together a project that shows it, because it's a lot easier to really explain it through pictures and diagrams. Explaining it would really take a lot of different references that I put together. And so, I mean, for instance, just real quick, and then I'll let you go to whoever, the principle of thermal equilibrium. Okay, say for instance you got three metal rods, right? Okay, like 3 5-foot metal rods. Okay, and so you take one and you heat it inside of an oven, okay? And so say you heat it up to 100 degrees. The other two are still at 20 degrees. All right. You take it out of the oven, and it's at 100 degrees. If you put it next to those other two, it's going to give those other two energy until they reach a level of being equal. Okay? So that's exactly what happens with black leaders. See, black leaders are hotter. They have a lot more energy, you know, like information, knowledge, stuff like that. And so when they come out, you got Malcolm X, Tupac, you know, Martin Luther King. They come out and they're giving us this heat, and it's like we're feeling it, and it starts to warm up our energy, our vibration. And so the reason why they get rid of them is because once all of us start to get to that level,
you can't stop that population. So you don't have to hate anybody else, because once you become fully efficient, nobody can stop you anyway. So you don't have to really see anybody as an enemy, because essentially you're like Michael Jordan. I mean, you don't have to hate anybody because you're the best one anyway. Not to say that it's a superiority thing, but, I mean, the pyramids didn't get there by themselves. Somebody built them.
Yeah, but I'm not of the persuasion that we're better. I'm of the persuasion.
No.
I'm of the persuasion that black skin and dark skin was first. But just because my grandmother and her grandmother and her grandmother lived before me, none of them grandmothers is better than I am. So I believe that black skin, dark hair, dark eyes, thick bones, all this was the original man. But that doesn't make him superior.
Well, what I'm saying is, because I understand what you're saying about, like, the skin, but it's really a little bit more specific because it's not just about skin. See, like, the stuff that makes us dark is also in our nervous system. And so it's in white people, it's in Asian people, it's in everybody. So, I mean, just the same way that, you know, you could wake up and know the things that you know, a white person can know exactly the same thing. So it's not really about skin color, because you got, you know, very, very black people who don't care anything about black people, and you got white people who care more about black people than they care about anything else. So it's not really a universal thing like that. And so it's not really based on skin color.
Do me a favor, I promise. And Brother Gavri, I'm going to have to just get back with you. I didn't mean to ignore you, my brother, but I got these phone lines just lit up, so don't you go nowhere, because I may be trying to come back to you later. But anyway, what I was going to say is I want you to just hold on and let me get some of these other callers out of the way, and I'll come back to you if we have time, because I don't want to be rude to these other people, okay? But let us know what we can get. Give us a point of reference.
Okay, well, do you want information or do you want my email? Because I can send you, if you have an email
or
something like that.
Go ahead and put your email out there. A lot of people want to email you. Go ahead and put your email out there, then I'm going to put you on, and I'm going to come back to you if we don't get more questions, but I don't want to keep these people holding.
Okay, that's cool. You can send me any email or whatnot at grandunifiedtruth@gmail.com.
Some more, please.
Grand Unified Truth.
Okay. All right.
At Gmail.
And I may come back to you if these questions are short, okay? At Gmail.
Okay, medical.
All right. Just hold on, okay?
Appreciate
that.
All right,
where are you calling from?
Atlanta.
Atlanta. I figured.
Atlanta, Georgia.
A lot of knowledge in Atlanta. Okay, just hold on 1 second. Okay, area code 804-218. I think you was next. Go ahead, you on the air. Area code 804-218. Go ahead, you on the air.
Hey, what's up? Peace. How y'all doing, brother?
Oh my, I'm doing just fine, my brother. You bringing the bass in the room there. Who am I speaking with?
This is 24 Dread. How you doing, man?
Oh, 24 Dread. Okay, yeah. You made a comment. I'm glad to hear from you, my brother. You made some very interesting comments. So you don't believe they can change?
No, because history shows, you know what I'm saying, that they are who they are. You know, they are the so-called, you know, they made the black devil and they made the white devil. But they are, you know, not for us. You feel what I'm saying? They do everything they can to hinder us from being who we're supposed to be. You know, so I got a different outlook on the issues of race. You know, I'm racist, and that's what it is, because I'm for the advancement of my own people first.
Well, hold on. You know what? I welcome, man. I look for people like you. I actually would have given you co-hosting with me tonight. Matter of fact, next Tuesday, if everybody's listening, everybody got a good memory, I want to invite you to co-host with me next week. And the reason why is because people need to hear different types of black folks. They hear me all the time, but they need to hear you. Now, you say you are a racist by choice because you're for your people. Here's my question. If it was that cut and dry, I might join you. But it's not that cut and dry. There's white people that have gave their life for black people, died. And there's black people that bring, hold on. There's black folk that ain't going to give up a shoe for you. So listen to this. Let's just give me a second. I know people say, well, I'm just down for the people. I don't care no matter what. I'm down for my people. But let me tell you something, my brother. If a white man died for me, I mean literally fight for my cause to where he is no longer can see his little girl, his little boy no more, can't hold his wife in his arms because he out there dying for my cause. And a black person, not all black people, of course, but there are those black folks that will be the ones to pull the trigger over some dumb stuff on you. Listen to me. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's good science.
I can dig it. And I understand what you're saying. And you should feel like that if somebody pulled your baby from front of a speeding cop. You feel what I'm saying? You should thank them. You should feel like them because the 24 elders that sent somebody to help you. You feel what I'm talking about? So I feel like you're right. It's sometimes in different situations, all right, race don't have nothing to do with it. You feel what I'm talking about? Especially when your life is on the line. You know,
no, hold on. Don't 24 Dread, please. Don't stay in your lane. Now, you said, I heard you, Miss Jocelyn. She said that's the goodness of the individual. I'm listening to the chat room, too. But listen, stay in your lane. You said you for your people. You a racist. You for your people. And you said that they only can produce they, meaning white people. See, if they are what you say, it ain't going to never change. And people that say that is weak because there are so many white people that don't fit that mold. And then listen what's going to complicate it. This is going to throw a monkey wrench into what you're saying unless you got some serious science to bring after I say this. But you got black people losing pigmentation. And when they lose all the pigmentation, when they totally have lost the battle with vitiligo and they have turned completely white like our brother Michael Jackson, they are the same color white skin as the so-called enemy. So what were that person, the black person or white person?
Let me say this, brother. White people ain't none but lepers. You know, they are us. You feel what I'm saying? Ain't no fucking creep.
Hold on, wait. Did you hear what you said?
I'm saying that to say this. You can't change the nature. You feel what I'm saying? The history shows that they are always for down in any other body except themselves, man. And then they will burn themselves up also.
This is what I believe. I'm gonna let you talk, but you just touching some cards. I'm gonna let you. I promise to let you talk. We got another caller holding, but please give us a minute, caller. There was that area code 904-683. We are gonna get to you. But this is all I'm saying, my brother. And I really do want you to co-host with me next week if you take that invitation. If you got the time. But what I'm saying is this: I want us to be sharp as a people. I don't want us to lose. And I think what you're saying, it actually make you weak. You, right now, to a lot of people that's down with the cause, yo, black, you know, Black Panther probably thinking some of, you know, militant more black, they might take your avenue and say, I'm Uncle Tom. But if you only understood who you're talking to, I really want the enemy, and I want to put a bullet right between his eyes. But it's not a person. If it was, I wouldn't be on the phone right now. I'd be assassinating people. That's how serious I am. But it's not a person. Listen to me, my brother. If you are really truthful with what you're saying, if you really, really mean with what you're saying and you're just not trying to sound good, then your enemy is a person. And you could wind up somewhere killing folks because in your heart of heart, you're saying white people is something other than what the Bible says in Ephesians 6, the Bible says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You saying, yes, we do. The Bible says, we wrestle not against people. You saying, yes, we do. They do this, they do that. Don't you know that the first earth that was destroyed was nothing but black people? The first earth that the floods destroyed, that was black people. Everything come from black people, good, wonderful, miracles, pyramids,
science, history, homosexuality, bestiality, everything started with us. Everything. White people are Johnny come lately. They come from us. Europeans are, white people, it's not even the, Europe is even, it was blacks in Europe before white people was there. White people own nothing. They originated nothing. They come from us. We are them. They are us. They're a mutation from us. How could they be even more evil than us?
Right.
24 grand.
Go ahead. No, I understand everything you're saying. You know what I'm saying? By breaking down to the first people on the earth. You understand what I'm saying? But once we started breaking apart and started, so-called genes started getting weaker and everything, I feel like that, you know, it all changed. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you, like you said, that Johnny come lately, it's true indeed. What, they about like 6,000 years old? Some shit like that. My whole thing is that let's look at what's going on, just like you said, to this day. And you said that where white people will stand up for black issues and different that, this and that, right? But I always say this, that, you know, it's a few good so-called apples in the bunch, you feel what I'm talking about, but when you take a look at the whole, you see what I'm talking about, it's a problem. It's a big problem. I mean, I don't see
what?
I don't see how so many things put against us as black people. You feel what I'm talking about? That we got to fight for so much and come up out of all this muck and mire. You understand? It's got to be something that's up holding us down. You want to say it's us or you want to say it's them? I mean, that's your opinion, no doubt. You got that. You see what I'm talking about? What I look at it as being that it is them, you understand what I'm saying, that got that devilish mentality. You feel what I'm talking about? But we also, like I said, we tend to have that devilish mentality also. You feel what I'm saying? I know what a cracker's going to do. You feel what I'm saying?
Hold on. Wait a second. 24 Dread, man, I'll almost pay you to be on the show with me next week. Because literally, I want you to really think between now and next Tuesday, do you really want to say that? I eat people like you up alive. I have you confused. I just can't tonight because I got this other call and I want to. But, man, what you're saying is weak. Listen to me. I have a much love for you. I'm serious. Ain't an ounce of love or disrespect in my heart for you. I think you're a brother, and I like the fact that you're trying to stand up for your people. I like that. But you're weak. You're speaking stuff that don't even make sense. One minute you want to say black people, you know, we got some people that trip, you know, and you say, well, you want to say, like, white people come from us, but then you want to say white people the devil. If white people the devil, that make us the devil. If you say they come from us, that make us that. You got to be strong.
Brother, we were the first devils. I'm not weak saying that they are fucking devils. You feel what I'm talking about? How is that weak by me acknowledging that? You know, you're weak by not acknowledging it. You feel what I'm talking about?
That, I'm that's acknowledging this.
And no love, disrespect lost to you also.
Let me say
but
this.
I feel like
let me say this.
You need. Go ahead, brother.
24 Dread, listen. I
ahead,
say that human beings will do anything. Human beings, I don't put nothing past my own sister, my own brother. I don't put nothing past my own mama. I don't put nothing past my own daddy. I'm going to tell you something. This is going to floor you. I don't put nothing past me. Under the right circumstances, me listening to voices, evil spirits, I don't know the grace of God if I wouldn't do something crazy. I didn't think I'd be sitting up here. I thought I had my own business by now. I don't. See how much I don't know myself? How do you know what you're going to do? I mean, what I'm trying to say is, how can you say that these people, now I know you call them name crackers and all that, but listen, bottom line is anybody can be evil. Anybody. And if white people come from us, you need to quit saying white people come from us if you really think, because it sounds like you're calling yourself everything you're calling them. Hey, listen, if my son come for me or my daughter come for me, how can they be more evil than me? They come for me. So if you're saying white people come for black people, you need to quit saying that, because you're saying that we are just, it's just confusion.
Brother, it's not confusing. Just like what you just said, right? You said your grandmother is not better than you. Your great-grandmother is not better than you. Your great-great-grandmother is not better than you. Okay, they are individuals. Am I right? You are individual. Am I right? Your children will be individuals, them own selves, their own selves. Okay? If you don't know thyself, then hell yeah, you don't know what the hell you're going to do. You see what I'm talking about? But once you know thyself, then you have a little bit more extra little something there.
I think, you know, King Solomon, let me say this. I'm going to take a chance on you. I'm going to open up a phone line, because I'm not going to keep holding you, letting people all stay on hold. I'm going to keep you on the line, Brother Gabriel. I'm going to see him another time. I'm going to hold you on the line. I'm going to open up this other line, because I got a feeling some people want to talk to you. I mean, anyone may want to talk to me inside with you. I don't know. But I'm going to say one thing before I go to this next caller. King David, his throne is going to be forever, the Bible says. You think he didn't know himself? This man had a man killed so he could sleep with his wife. Hold on a second. I got error code 904683. 904683. Person been holding for a while. 904683. Go ahead. You're on the air. Make your comment, please.
How you doing?
Eric, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
How you doing? I'm right here. I can agree with both sides in terms of, you know, Caucasians being this way and that way, yada, yada, yada. But at the end of the day, I truly believe that, as you stated, everybody is capable of doing good and evil. It's all a matter of just and unjust. I believe a righteous person has no color, and this is coming from a black man just like the both of you. So, yes, I agree with you, to the host, whoever you are.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Let me ask you something. First of all, what's your name?
Black Awareness.
Black Awareness. Okay, I appreciate it. I saw you in the chat room. So when my brother 24 Dread, and I love his, he probably don't know this, but I really love his heart. I love soldiers. I love black men that's, you know, 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock in the morning, talking about their people, defending their people. I mean, he get nothing but A's for me, but I'm just saying, when you out here and you battling units and you in this war and you in this thick of things, you got to be a Delta Force. If you come out here saying white people come from us, and then you turn around and say they're crackers, you calling yourself crackers. That's like me saying my daughter come from me, but the cracker. I mean, that's my daughter. That's me, man. I'm saying this now. I'm gonna tell you what. 24 Dread, he's on the air. You on the air? We all three of us talking right now. We're all three mics open. This is what I'm expecting people to say when they say cracker, the white man is the devil. This what hold water to me. They ain't from us. They are coming from another breed. That sound more better than they are from us. They lepers. They come from us. But then you turn around and you want to say they're evil. Then that make us evil. So that's why I say it don't hold water. Either these people came from somewhere else and they're different. But we know that's not possible, because us black people turn white. Us black people have blonde hair, blue-eyed babies. I mean, whiter than white people, blonder than blonde people, more blue-eyed than blue-eyed people.
You know,
we are of the – go ahead.
At the end of the day, it's really, you're really functioning with humans. I mean, if they was a different breed than us, then we wouldn't even been able to – produce with them, have children by them if they're such a different breed and so evil, yada, yada, yada. It really comes down to, it really boils down to knowing the individual and not the group as a whole. I mean, because first of all, if you even hang around whites or Asians, you know that they don't have this attitude of we all love ourselves just because we're Asian or we're white. I mean, it really boils down to a individualistic mentality. And the people who are, I mean, there's nothing wrong with being pro-black or anything, but the people who speak from this standpoint of hate, that really makes them no different from the oppressor if they're supposed to be so-called better. That's the way I see it.
I'm going to tell you straight up, I don't speak from a position of hate. You understand what I'm saying? I speak from a position of reality. You see what I'm talking about? I do say
And what's the reality, sir?
Well, my reality, and the reality is what
okay,
I see
yours.
Is that
mm-hmm.
And the reality I see is that when you look at the world as a whole, or let's say stay in America, you look at America as a whole, just because we got a black president up there don't mean shit. You understand what I'm talking about? We ain't running nothing. You feel what I'm talking about? So when I say that they put different things against us, and let's not act like we don't know what they're putting against us to try to make sure that we don't advance, then you have to recognize who's putting what against whom.
Did you know that the CEO of Fannie Mae is black? And would you say he's oppressing people since he's ripping them off with fake loans and mortgages?
He's the CEO, but do he own the company, brother?
It don't
I'm
matter.
About.
He knew. He knows it what he was well aware of what was going on.
But what I'm saying is it does matter. You see what I'm talking about? Y'all try to gloss over the issue that, you know, we're the only ones holding each other down. You feel what I'm talking about? Now I don't feel
Let me help you out. Let me help you out. 24 Dread, not trying to cut y'all. Please don't think I'm trying to cut y'all. But I am Epic, who is the white lady in the chat room, said something. Listen, I want you to hear what she says. She kind of agree with you a little bit. She says, I agree that the white race is a big problem. More evil in general. However, I agree with Brother Seth that the bigger problem is ignorance, and we can defeat ignorance, but we can't defeat ignorance with ignorance. We have to be the change. So she even admits that her people is more evil in general. That's not even what I'm saying. I'm saying people are just people. Black folks, if they had the kind of power, listen, if black people had the power, if they was presidents, all you got to do is watch us, watch some of those black people that come into money real quick. Don't think we ain't going to do just as evil, man. Don't think if we didn't have Rockefeller money and Rockefeller heritage that we won't do Rockefeller evil. Don't believe that, because remember how the Egyptians were and a lot of the African dynasties. Don't forget what them people did. They make Rome look like they was little boys. They had all kind of stuff. They had the entertainment. They had the magic. They had the spirituality. They had the science. They had the art. They had the all type of sexualities, gay, homosexual, and straight. They listen, man. I'm saying
okay,
are you aware of who you defended?
Before you throw a blanket statement like that, I'm not gonna let you do that, right? Egypt was conquered many times. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what dynasty are you talking about? Okay, you got to be specific with this shit. You can't just throw it out there and say Egypt was into all this shit. Egypt has been conquered many of times. Okay.
I can answer your question.
No, I won't. No, I'm not going to agree with you on that, brother. I'm not going to agree with you on that because Egypt wasn't like that before they were conquered. You feel me? If somebody comes in that's not the original people or the first people of Egypt who built the pyramids, they are going to change the shit up. You feel me? And
listen,
those
what
are
I'm
not
saying.
Black. You know those are not Africans. Those fucking child heads.
But I want to ask you, what culture does not change? I mean, you think culture constantly stays the way it is forever?
No, but when you say that, you have to put a face to it. You can't throw a blanket statement over it like that, brother. That's what I'm trying to say. You want to throw a blanket statement over it and say, oh, Egypt started with make Rome look like little children. Yeah, when Rome was popping, we weren't ruling Egypt.
No, when I say Egypt, listen. When I say Egypt make Rome look like they just amateurs, I mean in any way. It's good. See, what I'm saying is this. This is what I'm – hold on. Let's just relax. Let's take a break. Let's take a breather. Let's take a breather for a second. I'm going to put your thought 24, Dread. You're going to get the mic the most. Just let me get one thing out here. Listen, everything
started with people made from the dust. The Most High said he made man from the dust of the earth. The color of that dust, there were people here first. Them people did it all. They outlived everybody, lived hundreds of years. They had the highest technology. They make our technology look like we're amateurs. I'm saying everything come from black folks, good and evil. So for you to come out, Johnny, come lately, 2011, and start trying to call these white people that have got a little power, a little fake identity, they thinking they something because they got a bigger boat, a bigger house, and they you call themselves Rothschilds, and they got secret society. These little peons, they don't know no true powers and true this. They can't even conquer. They can't even get the Ethiopians to tell the truth about stuff they know. These people, yes, they're the bullies of our time, but I'm saying in the course of the earth, they're nobodies. I don't mean they're not nobody, don't matter. I'm saying in terms of the true wealth of knowledge, good or evil, black folks own that. And you don't even call them black folks because that's not the proper way to say that because black is a new term. They were just people.
Yeah, but intelligence and understanding is a universal trait. For you to say it comes from black people is totally ridiculous. Intellectual capacity is a universal trait amongst all races, whether you be from Africa to Asia. I mean, to say that it all came from blacks, I think
hold
it's
on,
totally
hold on.
Ridiculous.
I think
totally
ridiculous. I mean to cut y'all, but you're right. I stand corrected. I already corrected myself. I say they didn't even call them black. They just called them people. You didn't hear me say that. You should have heard that. I actually corrected myself when I did say black people. I said black people. Then I say no, they didn't even call themselves black people. They were just people made from the dust of the earth. We know they was brown because the Most High said, dust you come from and dust you're going to return. And all dead people, you dig them up 100 years later, what color are they? They are dust-colored brown. So all I'm saying to you is everything originated from these people, good and evil.
But would it be fair to say that not everybody takes the Bible as fact?
Say that again?
Wouldn't it be fair to say that not everybody views the Bible as being something factual?
I think a lot of people do. I think a lot of people know that it's not all factual. Some parts of it, it's a little bit everybody commenting in the Bible.
Okay, because my other question is, the Bible says that we come from dust, but yet science has proved that most life forms on the planet came from the ocean.
I'm gonna tell you something about scientists right now, my brother. Scientists to me are the ones on trial, not the Most High, not the Holy Scriptures. These books have been here thousands of years, and they line up. Scientists always come up later and find out, like the whole Egypt. Just take real quick in 15 seconds, because I don't want to get off on this rabbit trail, but 15 seconds. They just now figured out Israel's diet is a good diet. When in the Bible, the Most High told Israel what to eat, now they're telling us to eat the same thing the Most High told Israel to eat. But until then, they used to make fun of the Jewish diet, saying, oh, that's a bunch of whatever. I'm saying I don't have much respect for science. Number one, it's too white. Number two, they don't acknowledge African contributions. I can't think of the scholar, the black scholar, that Diop challenged the scientists of Europe and put them to open shame with his philosophy that civilization started in Africa. I don't have much respect for science. Yes, I know we need it to some degree, but they're not the final authority to me at all. You talk to the wrong person.
Okay. Well, I have much love for science because it gives you a general understanding of the way things operate in this world. I mean, it don't matter who came up with what theory.
Yeah, but they pick and choose. Listen, my brother, you're right. Just like, let's just real quick, because again, it's a rabbit trail, like with the whole DNA thing. Well, DNA works, right? But it's political. DNA is political. The Zionists talking about they can figure out who's Jewish by DNA, and we find out later all of them lying. Ain't none of them people real Jews. But they scream that DNA is
is validating who they are, but the Bible says that Israel will be put in ships and sold as slaves. I'm saying you got to be careful with signs. Yes, it does help us with everyday living. Obviously, there's some facts that we cannot ignore. We need science. I'm not no fool. But when you start talking about science and religion, because I can get you as many procreation scientists that's going to disagree with the non-procreation. You know, scientists don't agree. We see the whole thing about science, we think they all agree. They don't. They are just as divided. All these thousands of churches, all these denominations, so is science. There are scientists that believe in creation. There are scientists that believe the earth is this amount of years old. So let's keep science for things like, you know, practical stuff we do for the infrastructure. But when we talk about religion and science, they're on trial. But listen, let me move on. I appreciate your heart. And, Brother 24 Dread, you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here, brother.
24. Okay. Y'all brothers, this is 2:05, and I know a lot of people are going to want me to wrap this up. But I just want y'all to say, look, I want to just tell y'all, I appreciate y'all, man. Please don't think I'm trying to be condescending or nothing like that. I know I cut y'all off a lot. I apologize. I'm just trying to, you know, get some order here. But 24 Dread, you're a soldier, man. Black Awareness, you're a soldier. Hopefully y'all stop by next Tuesday. This Thursday, I'm going to be talking about the New World Order. Hopefully y'all stop by because I appreciate black men that's got some science. I mean, don't get me wrong. Y'all put some science on us tonight. I just got my own little beliefs, too. I could be wrong.
Yeah,
but like
no
I
wrong,
said, 24 Dread to you.
I believe that the ruling powers of this world, they're not even all whites, as most blacks like to think or believe, or believe that blacks have no power. I believe the elite, some are black. I genuinely believe some are black, and we will never know who they truly are because the true powers that actually govern this world, they're very hidden.
Right.
Very, very hidden. Because not all rich people are white. See, to me, that's like saying all rich people are just white. No black rich people at all. That's really in so many words saying that.
I know a lot of people that actually think what you just said. They'll say it in a minute. But I'm gonna tell you something. The Bible says it, and I just don't trust none of us. I mean, I listen to people. I have this motto where when I hang up, like 24 Dread. My brother, he might think I ain't hear nothing he say. After I hang up later on the hour from there, I'm going to think about something he said. Every single person in the chat room, all these chats that people are, you know, they think I ain't paying no attention to them. Stardove, all these different people that's chatting. I hear what they're saying. And you know what I do? I think about it later because you never know. That's how I find out something. Sometimes I swear up and down 24 Dread is going one direction. I get to think, you know what, that brother was right. All I'm saying is you got to think this stuff through. And he is saying what I used to say. I used to say white people do this because they on the surface, they do look more evil. It's just because they got more money. But if we had more money, look at what we did with let me just use one industry real quick. Look at the porn industry. Look at the porn industry. It used to be all white. You turn on the computer and you accidentally type the wrong word, you get a whole bunch of white girls, right? Now do it and see what you get. When black folk get money, they get knowledge of how to build websites, they get an expensive camera, what do? They do the same thing. We just don't have the money. We get the money, look at what Snoop them doing. They got them big old mansions. What do you think they're doing?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You think they're having conferences in no big old mansions? You don't see how Snoop gonna be talking about all them orgies and stuff. And man, all I'm saying is the only reason white people is visibly looking like they're more evil. And I understand what 24 Dread is saying because on the surface they look like Satan. They look like a wicked, evil race. But a lot of our people are not open-minded sexual. They haven't traveled the world. They haven't seen a lot. If we had the more money to see all of the different ways people do, you would be surprised to know how many of our people would switch sexual orientations, would all of a sudden start oppressing their own. And we start acting just go to black affluent neighborhoods. They don't talk to each other.
just like in the white affluent neighborhood. You go in the hood, everybody talking to each other, bar and sugar, blah, blah, blah. We laugh at that, but that's a good thing. You go to the white, black affluent neighborhoods, they don't know each other either.
Before integration, brother, we were doing our own thing. Am I right?
I don't know. I don't know what you think.
So I don't understand when you say, you know, we won't even answer the type of things they was into before integration, right? As soon as
because,
we wanted to get,
listen,
be like
because
them,
we were slaves.
But no, we weren't slaves, brother. We had our own. We was owning businesses and stuff before we integration, brother.
What I'm saying is, listen, hear me out. When we came off the boat, we were stripped. We come from an Africa rural setting. We brought over here into America. There's a lot of this stuff we didn't know.
I don't believe that, brother. We hit the first time we was in America is when they brought us here. I don't believe that, brother.
Hold on. I'm going too fast. Now, obviously, if I just said earlier that everything comes from black folks, I even said earlier in the show that before Europeans was in Europe, blacks was there. So, of course, there were blacks in the Americas before we came here. That's not what I'm saying. I'm trying to show you how our people, when they came here, they went into a lot of this decadent society we call America, all of these delicacies, sinful sensuality. Now our people went into that. But it was only because they weren't rubbing elbows with the elite. Now all you got to do is look with your eyes. Just look at these celebrities that got money. What do they do? I rest my case.
What do they do?
You got to be kidding. I tell you what. How many people you know with multi-millionaire Michael Jordan kind of money do you see bombarding our? Why come all these people? You keep hearing this over and over and over that they need to come back to the hood and help the hood. You know why they ain't helping the hood? They don't have it. They think like a white man. The same people you calling so
that's
evil.
True.
Listen, hear me out. With the exception to people like Bill Cosby, you know, there's very few Bill Cosby that give back. John Legend, there's very few of them. Most of them celebrities is partying, they selfies. They know Bill Gates, I shouldn't use him, he's too rich, but a lot of white men is giving back more than a lot of these black people. So what am I trying to say? I'm saying to y'all the reason why we haven't done a lot of these evil things isn't because we're so moral. Listen, my brother, we have the same greedy heart. It's just we broke. If you got brothers inside of the hood killing each other over sneakers, tennis shoes, and PlayStations, and snatching purses with $20 and blowing people's heads off, do you really think if they had $1 million, they would be all of a sudden angels and taking care of us? They the same as these white people, man. What are you not saying about that?
Doesn't that go to show you that it's culture that dictates the mind of that dictates the minds of a population and not necessarily one race as though they're God. The way blacks act like whites, too many blacks believe that whites are gods. They don't have that much control over people. I just think that it's the culture that's created around them or created from the poor that dictates one mentality. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, even sociologists have proven that the environment directly impact on the way you grow up and the way you think, which is why we have so much crime, which is why when there's more poverty, you're bound to see much more crime because everybody is trying to survive in that unlivable environment.
And that don't stop with us. We are survivors. You feel what I'm talking about? We're by any means. You know that, brother. Come on. My whole thing is, you say the brothers who got these millions of dollars don't do nothing. You know what card they pull every time a brother try to come back and help their people? Oh, you racist! Oh, you racist! You racist! And then they back off. It's like I can still appeal to these white folk, just like I got to appeal to my folk. So every time we reach back to try to help, and you said Bill Cosby. Please, he giving money to a college, B. You see what I'm talking about? That's not producing anything but
the number one thing the number one thing people are missing is they don't have to help at the end of the day. It's a choice. And you can't get mad at those people if they feel as though they don't need the help. I mean, they worked hard for their money. You didn't help them. You didn't help fund their education. You didn't help them. You didn't put them at the top of the Billboard charts. Those people worked hard to where they get at. I say enjoy the fruits of your labor. You don't have to help, but helping is a very good thing. Don't get me wrong.
Because they rich. You feel what I'm talking about? I'm just only looking. See, you got to look at the real. You feel what I'm talking about? That was dead in front of you. You know, you can't look around.
Okay,
you got to look around in the background, too, brother. I feel you. You got to look in the background. But you got to look at what's in front of you also. You see what I'm talking about? The brothers, every time a brother tries to come pick up goes back to the hood or whatever, with the exception of athletes. You feel what I'm talking about? With the exception of athletes. Actors, things of this nature, man. When they act, athletes and rappers. Anytime these actors and different things of that nature, people who got money try to go back and do something for their people, they're called racist. You know? I mean,
I hear you, and you're right, but that's just the enemy. Why would you even be saying
right, so
that?
So that means they stop. From that point, they stop because it's like they don't want to mess up their new movie, the next movie they got for their
family.
If they stop, that goes back to the point. That goes back to the point of the. Yeah, but if they stop, that goes back to the point of the host that they only think for themselves. If they stop because they're so concerned with what somebody else think about them.
Let me tell you something.
I don't think
you heard of blacklisting, cuz I know you heard of blacklisting. You know what I mean? I know you've heard of that. When you do something they don't like with you to do, they blacklist you. Huh?
Right.
They
don't
give you no work. Tell them that they look at you. Every little bad thing you do, they put it out there for the public to see. You feel what I'm saying?
Look. What I'm saying is Kanye West put a song out called Jesus Walk. And he said within the lyrics, he said, well, when I say Jesus, they're not going to play this. Man, these rappers, if they want to say something good or positive, they do what they want to. Believe me, they do what they want to. They might be ignorant, don't know to do some things. But only thing I'm trying to say to you, 24 Dread, and we're going to wrap this up, is this, man. I'm going to let y'all have the last words, but I just want to wrap this up by saying people are like a cup. They're like a vessel. Anything can be poured inside of them. Evil can be poured inside of anybody. I have never, ever met a white person or a black person. Now, if you asked me this 10 years ago, I couldn't have said this. I'd say, yeah, they devils. But I don't believe like Elijah Muhammad no more. I don't believe that. I don't believe white people are devils. I don't believe that. I think white people can be used by devils. Here's what I think. I think a lot of white people are raised like devils. You're black better than that black guy, those niggers. When you tell your baby that, then they'll act like devils, and they can put up an AK in South Africa and shoot down little black kids. And yeah, and they'll look like Satan, like David did when that man put that woman's husband at the front line so he can get killed, so he can sleep. That was some wicked mess by that black man, David. I'm talking about the Bible. So what I'm saying is, when you do your evil, 24 Dread, when you do your evil, black awareness, how you think you look? Let's just stop for a second. Hold on for 1 second. How do you think you look when you do your evil? We all look the same. We look possessed. Why did you do that? We all can be filled with evil. White people ain't got no franchise on evil. I do believe 24 Dread when he talk about how they have been destructive for us. And this is where I'm going to actually sound like I'm agreeing with you, 24 Dread, but you got to hear, I'm really not. And the Bible actually does say that the most